96.1 MyFM presents Seeds of Success, highlighting top farmers in our local agricultural sector, and we wrap up our five-week series in Bristol, Quebec, as we talk fresh produce with Gemma Villavicencio of Farm Pure Conscience. Let's jump right in, Gemma. Take us through all the good things that happen on your farm.
Yeah, definitely. So we're an organic farm in Bristol. We have been in business for just about 5 years. This is our fifth year of production, and we do a variety of different agricultural produced products. So our main products are organic eggs, and we also raise something that is really cool that is called the yak. It's a cow that is originally from the Himalayas. And we raised that on pasture, 100% grass and finished as well. So those are our main products. And we also do a variety of different vegetables, like around 20 to 30 different varieties of vegetables as well that we have available at our farm boutique that is called Pontiac. And we also make our own natural products like soaps and shampoos, shampoo bars. And we also do a little bit of honey as well.
So plenty of good stuff happening year round. And there is a key word in there that I'm curious about, organic. What does being an organic farm mean, especially when it comes to fresh produce?
Yes. Okay. So when it comes to organic really is we don't use any pesticides. So at the farm, we use all natural methods in order to combat any type of pests that we may have. So I'll give you an example. When it comes to the produce, we have two greenhouses where we produce, you know, different things like tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. We also do ginger and some fruits as well, like melons and watermelons as well. In a greenhouse environment, we're very prone to having a lot of different pests that can attack the produce or the fruits and the plant. Well, instead of using any pesticides, for example, to kill these pests, well, we use a variety of different ways that may take a little bit longer time, right? But what's important to us is really to work together with the good insects that will go and tackle those bad insects that we have. So that's one of the ways.
And I imagine by choosing organic and going away from chemical pesticides, there have to be some amazing environmental benefits as well.
So really overall, what's important is really the health of us and as well the environment. So we really don't want to use anything that is harmful for the environment or for us when we're eating it.
Would you consider being an organic farm an advantage over, say, another farm in the Pontiac or the Ottawa Valley who might do something similar to you but isn't organic?
Now, we're certified organic, okay? So there is probably a lot of other farms that may not necessarily be certified organic. We're certified by a non-for-profit organization that is called Quebec Vrai. Now, why do we go the extra mile? Is we make sure we can guarantee that we have not used any pesticides, but also we are able to sell our products at our organic store. It's a different way of doing agriculture that gives us an advantage overall because we're able to get into that niche market of certifying that our products are 100% natural and we have not used any pesticides.
Another term I've seen used for your farm is biointensive. Take us through what that means for your produce.
So we plant over on a field of about 2 to 3 acres. And we plant in a very condensed way that is called biointensive. Okay. So biointensive, what it means is that we want to work with the quality of the soil. And I mean, it's very simple. Like at the beginning of the season in the spring, for example, like we start in April, we prepare the soil in the same way for almost every single crop that we're going to plant. And I mean, we don't plant so much, you know, necessarily, you know what I mean? We do rotations. Now, every year changes, okay? It really depends. We need to work with the weather. Like, I'll give you an example. Carrots, okay? It's very difficult to grow because, let's say, this year, for example, we had a lot of rain. When we have a lot of rain, what it means that there is a lot of weed seeds that are just going to sprout, right? So for carrots, it requires a soil that is completely clean, that does not have any weeds. So it's much more challenging to grow certain vegetables because they take much longer to grow than others.
So it's really just a way of getting the most out of the couple of acres you have. All right. Well, Gemma, I have just one more question for you. If you had one piece of advice for somebody looking to get into farming, either organic or not, what would you say to them?
A lot of times I get a lot of people that say, you know, we love what you do, but it's so much work. But you know what? I used to work for the biggest financial institution in Canada. And I left all of this really in order to go back to basics and producing all the food and knowing how my food was being made, right? So I can eat it. So I can eat the healthiest food that I can. But you know what I mean? There is people out there that would like to do it, but they don't know necessarily how to start. I have no background whatsoever in agriculture. So when we got into agriculture just about 5 years ago, we started everything from scratch. So if I can do that, anybody pretty much can do that. And it's not just in agriculture. I mean, this happens in everything. It's just giving, you know, believing in yourself and being able to do what you want to do so you can be happy and have a prosperous life.
Well, from financials to farming from scratch, we've been speaking with Gemma Villavicencio of Farm Pure Conscience, serving up fresh, organically certified produce and a whole lot more just across the Ottawa River in Bristol. Gemma, it's been a great talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be part of this. Thank you.
And remember, you can listen to all of our Seeds of Success profiles up on our website, rentfortoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.